Okay, new business. And we'll start with Bill Gillespie. And Madam Secretary has her hands on her Braille note device, ready to capture it.
Madam President and the members of CCB, I move that we make Sarah an honorary member of this council for all her many years of hard work helping us out with many, many different jobs. And this is a motion from Bill Gillespie's heart.
Oh, my goodness. So, actually, I have to tell you, and Ed knows everyone by heart right now because he put them all into the database this time, and he has informed me that she already is a member. But that was a wonderful, wonderful thought. Thank you, Bill. Who seeks the floor for new business?
Follow up on that, and I would like for all of us to give her best wishes on her pending wedding on May 17th.
Any other new business before us? Linda, I think.
This is about volunteers, too, and perhaps it'll be a little bit provocative. I've already gotten some pushback on it, but I'm going to go ahead anyway. This is called the Volunteer Humanization Project. All week long, I've been sitting in meetings, affiliate meetings and so forth, hearing people talk about, do we have a volunteer in the room? I would like us to adopt a custom of finding out each volunteer's name that is in the room with us and addressing them by name and involving them in the process of what we're doing as much as possible, rather than referring to them merely as a volunteer. I think that gives us a bad name and makes us look more blind by just referring to volunteers rather than giving them names. And I'm going to give an example where this worked out well.
And if we can have quiet, and then I know other people wish to speak, so at that time, go ahead and state your name and or raise your hand, and you will be recognized. But please listen to the person who is speaking. Thank you. Go ahead, Linda.
Okay. So at the women's breakfast on Friday, we had a young lady volunteer named Nessa. And Vita asked her name, and then we referred to her as Nessa throughout the entire event. And then Nessa came and worked with us at BRLC, and I got to introduce her there as Nessa. And it just felt much more warm and engaged to call her by name rather than say a volunteer. So that's my recommendation and concern.
Thank you. And who sought the floor? Was it Andrea?
It is, indeed. And I want to thank Linda for what she said, because I was going to say something similar. What I do, just as an example, when I am with a volunteer in the hotel, I will ask their name. I just have been doing that all along. How did they come to be here? You know, what group are they with? Or how? And thank you for being here, because we couldn't do what we do if you didn't help us. So, and it takes just a couple of minutes to do that, you guys. They're not our servants. They're not picking up our trash. They're not, they're people. We would not want to be treated in the way that, I'm just echoing what Linda said. It makes them more human. I think it makes them know, because they're racing around. It's a lot of hard work what they do. And so I just want to second what Linda said, and just, it's a practice that I have been following all along.
Thank you very much. And I think that it's definitely a matter of awareness, and you know, we just I'll need to really make it a practice of being more aware. Also, sometimes our volunteers are stretched very thin, so you may get a change of a volunteer within your session. But I absolutely agree. It's just more of awareness on our parts. And I think that the chair of each meeting is the one to set the tone for that. So thank you for that. And did someone else? Sarah. Sarah wishes to share with us.
I just wanted to say something on behalf of all the volunteers, because you all know I've been doing this for a long time. But every year we have a lot of... Is the microphone not on? Oh, I'm not. I don't have it up to my mouth close enough. Sorry. I wanted to say something on behalf of the volunteers. I've been here a long time, and I know a lot of you. And our first-time volunteers every year don't. And I really appreciate that you guys all wear your name tags, because that helps my volunteers. And they know who to help, and they can address you by name as well. So we would love to thank you guys for being so... gentle with our volunteers and training them, because I can only train them a little bit, and then they take over and you take over. So thank you guys very much.
Thank you. Someone was asking if go ahead, if you could repeat that question, Sarah.
Sure. Someone was asking what organizations the volunteers are from. I've had a handful from my group, which is the AT&T Pioneers. We're a volunteer organization that work for or are retired from the phone company. And we've had a lot of nursing students from Sac State and a handful from UC Davis. Oh, and Sac City Community College.
And another way we received some volunteers is Artis Basin signed us up for a web service called Volunteer Match, and some volunteers were sent to Ed. Two volunteers came from Volunteer Match, which is a web service where people could sign up when they look at our event. So we also got two from there. All righty. Any other new business? Okay, let's do a $25 door prize from San Gabriel Valley chapter that has Nellie Emerson. She had to go catch her flight. Donna Sanchez, are you in the room? Yay! Okay. Do we have any old business? Jerry Amundsen. Ed is getting him the mic.
In talking with Sarah, she did mention that she hadn't been a member for years, so I think we should go back and redo what we were talking about when she was out of the room.
In other words, Sarah's not a member, even though Ed said
I stand corrected. She says she is not this year.
Did she? Okay. So you remembered from the past. Right. Okay. Okay.
Well, now he's not, so.
Peter? What? I'm hearing,
I'm not sure. And I really, this is not against Sarah. I mean, I would love to have Sarah as a member, but as far as our Constitution says, I think we only have one permanent honorary member?
Well, it can be for a year.
What folks want to do, and we realize that that you're definitely always here because you want to be here. And it wouldn't be the same without you. Good, it's your turn. You saw what they did to me last night. It's your turn. And so
I have another hand.
Who does now?
So this is Annette. So can I donate her membership? I would like to do that. Okay, that's done then.
Perfect. Perfect. Because it's done, and we want you officially as part of the family. On paper.
Thank you. I'm crying. If you could see how much I'm blushing, you would laugh.
That's why he did it. Okay. We have another door prize. ACB Capital Chapter has donated $25. Judy Wilkinson, yay! We have another... In 1934, this Italian actress, very sexy, very beautiful, she was born. And wait a minute. I heard a name off in the distance, and it was Nancy. I heard Nancy. Nancy, who is it?
That's what I would have said.
Sophia Loren, yes, you get the $25.
From San Gabriel Valley Chapter.
We're saving them for business. We have another door prize. $25.
She's gone.
Elena Thomason. She's not here. Rosa Gomez is not here. Alice McGrath, are you here? She's not here. Barbara Manapot, are you here? Nope. Abby Schumann, $25 from ACB Capital Chapter. Abby, it's yours. Okay. The next door prize. Oh, no, we're not doing the Big 80. Okay. We're doing the Big 80 at the end.